It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. The bark of any tree is more than just a good-looking facade. Even the most graceful aspen or stately ponderosa pine requires bark to protect its sensitive inner flesh from disease, parasites, or other stresses such as fire. Much like our skin, this outer layer is necessary to protect the biological functions occurring inside. But it's also true that bark has certain characteristics that make it pleasant to behold or otherwise experience. The bark of a ponderosa pine, for example, has large, deep furrows that divide the surface of the trunk into scales that fit together like the pieces of an intricate, natural jigsaw puzzle. And although the bark of this tree is a very mundane blackish brown when it's young, as the tree ages, the bark becomes a shade of orange reminiscent of a Caribbean sunset, a somewhat extraordinary color to encounter in the Rocky Mountains. Besides being lovely to look at, the bark of a ponderosa is also remarkable for its occasionally delectable scent. On warm days, an aroma some people say smells like vanilla or butterscotch exudes from the cracks between the slabs of bark on the tree, creating a unique type of aromatherapy. Ponderosa pines reach maturity at about 150 years old, and through their possible lifespan of 700 years or more, trees change much in appearance. Younger ponderosas have a more typical piney shape, with pointed tops and branches that extend down the trunk. As the tree grows older, the crown becomes less pointy and flattens out, and the trunk self-prunes lower branches, making ponderosas less vulnerable to ground fires. The bark of a ponderosa also changes considerably as the tree ages, losing its deep furrows and becoming more smooth and flaky. The color of the bark changes so dramatically that young and old trees are known colloquially by entirely different names, and were originally considered to be distinct species. The younger trees, with their deeply furrowed dark skin, are known as blackjacks or bull pines, while the older trees are called western yellow or western red pine, or ponderosa. If you're out enjoying a hike on a glorious summer day and admiring the bark of ponderosa pines, you might begin to notice an interesting pattern. Many of the mature trees, which can be recognized by their orange puzzle piece bark, are only this attention-grabbing color on one side. It's as though someone has gone through the forest with a paintbrush but done a shoddy job of touching up the trees. The other, unpainted side is more typically gray, though with the same physical characteristics as the more vivid part of the trunk. Could this be the result of a specific directional exposure, with more light hitting one side of the tree? Or perhaps it has to do with wind or some other environmental factor? Simple observation will probably not provide the answer, though many people hazard a guess that it has something to do with sunlight. A report by the U.S. Forest Service shows that this guess is mostly correct. The change in the bark color of a ponderosa pine can be due in part to bleaching from the sun, which explains why only the older trees are this color and those only on one side. The report also pointed out that the bark varies in hue from place to place, sometimes a lighter grayish yellow and sometimes a more vibrant orange yellow. There are almost certainly a great number of factors that determine the shade of the bark of a ponderosa pine, just as there are many things that determine the complexion of a person. Genetics, habitat, age, all play a part in creating a uniquely individual tree. It seems that trees, like most things in nature, are more complex than most people give them credit for, right down to their bark. Catherine Court wrote this week's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can find out about upcoming events and programs at the center by calling 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.